This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KSDA, getting set for the boys' game tonight between St. Mary's and Royal Valley. Thank you so much for tuning in. Megan Sturton, our studio producer on KNCA. I am Brandon Salmon. Get our broadcast tonight. It is presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Well, if you're just joining us, in the girls' game, it was all Royal Valley. Started the game against the Bears on an 11-0 run and then used a 20-8 advantage in the fourth quarter. Royal Valley winning that girls' game. Final count was 54-32. Royal Valley girls get back to 500 at 7-7. Now 3-2 in league play. St. Mary's girls, they drop to 1-13 on the year. They are 0-6 in Big East league play. Well, for the Royal Valley boys, a tough one tonight here on the road at St. Mary's. The Bears, number 9 ranked in the 2A classification under head coach Will Spradling. The record is 9-4. They are 3-2 in league play. Panthers coming off the Panther Classic last week, which they hosted, played two games. They beat Chapman on Thursday 66-52, lost to Santa Fe Trail on Friday 50-46. Panthers under Chris Brown are 6-7 and looking for league win number one. Starting lineups in the opening tip-off coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Brian Green from Allstate. January is mayhem trying to pay for all of your holiday spending. If Christmas parties crashed your budget, your January resolution should be to call the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate better protect you at a lower cost. This January, skip the gym membership and make a resolution you can achieve. Save money by calling me at the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate's lower costs on home and auto insurance be your resolution win. Put yourself in the good hands of Allstate. Mine.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our switch kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
During this holiday season, we at Foster Ford would like to give thanks to all of our customers. We take pride in serving you day to day, from oil changes to front end alignments and new and pre-owned sales to rental cars. Come see our friendly staff and let us help you out. You can check out all of our inventory online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Again, from all of us at Foster Ford and Holton, we would like to wish you a happy holiday season.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game on deck at St. Mary's hosting Royal Valley. Here on KNZA, let's get you the starting lineups for this one tonight. We'll start with the road team per usual. Head coach Chris Brown and the Royal Valley Panthers, 6-7 overall and 0-4 in league play. Tristan Murata, a senior and a returning starter in the backcourt. Second leading scorer at 13.2 points per game. A sophomore, Tayson Taylor, north of 4 points and 2 rebounds a game. How about Chase Johnson, the sophomore wing, averaging 4 points, 5 rebounds a game. He broke the school record last week for steals in a game. He had 10 in their win against Chapman last Thursday. Sensational stuff, earning him Athlete of the Week honors. Landon Gilbert, returning starter, junior forward, 14.5 points and 10.5 rebounds per game, leading the Panthers in both categories there. And then Connor Noland, another guard, more averaging just a touch, under 8 points per ball game. So again, for head coach Chris Brown, the 6-7 Royal Valley Panthers, Murata, Taylor, Johnson, Gilbert, and Noland. For Will Spradling in the number 9 ranked team in Class 2A, that is the St. Mary's Bears, their record is 9-4. They are 3-2 in Big East League play. Jace Hurla, 5'9 junior, at 9 points and 4 rebounds a game. One of the best guards in the Big East, that is Ben DeVader, a 5'11 senior, at 20 points per game. Cole Hurla, 6-foot junior, 8 points, 4 rebounds a game. Zach Summers, a 6'3 senior forward, at 10 points and 5 rebounds a game. And then Lewis Archer, also down low, a 6'5 senior, 8 points and 7 rebounds a game. So again, for Will Spradling and the St. Mary's Bears, 2A number 9 ranked at 9-4 overall, 3-2 in the league. Jace Hurla, Ben DeVader, Cole Hurla, Zach Summers, and Lewis Archer. Opening tip-off, it's brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Royal Valley will go left to right here offensively in the first half. Bears from right to left. Archer inside the circle for St. Mary's. Gilbert's inside the circle for the Panthers. Road purple uniforms for Royal Valley. Home white uniforms for the Bears. And the number 9 team in 2A, St. Mary's, on their home floor, their opening possession from right to left here tonight. Here's Jace Hurla, the first touch. Now Archer handing it to Zach Summers on a curl. They set it up. DeVader, open corner, three, bottoms. Ben DeVader, one of the best shooters in this league, gets St. Mary's out to a 3-0 advantage, 22 seconds into the ballgame. Well, here's Royal Valley again at 6-7. They're looking for league win number one this season. Here's Murata, senior, hard on the dribble in the lane, passing it out to Jace Johnson in the corner. Now Tayson Taylor a touch. They get it back to Landon Gilbert right side. Baseline drive, leaving his feet. Johnson up top. 9 seconds to work here on the shot clock. Murata, baseline drive. Got bodied up inside, knocked away on a steal. Taken away by Zach Summers. Turnover, Royal Valley. Oh, DeVader, why not? From 35 feet. Oh, from the right wing. Goodness me, if DeVader's hitting from that deep, Panthers, that's going to be an issue. A 6-0 start for Ben DeVader. Back up the floor. It's Landon Gilbert. Now it's a touch up top, Murata. Long pass into the right side corner. Landon Gilbert going to work on Archer. Got by him. Lays it up and in for two. Nicely played. Landon Gilbert, the junior, averaging 14-10 per game, gets Royal Valley on the board. Bears lead is 6-2. 90 seconds into the game. DeVader trying again from the left wing. He left that one short. And he saves it into Lewis Archer for a second chance. Summers driving in. He had it knocked away by Murata and out of bounds. And the Bears will keep with 30 on the shot clock. Two early threes by Ben DeVader. Bucket by Landon Gilbert. Bears leading at 6-2. 6:20 to go first. Quarter of play. Here's Cole Hurla dumping it down. Archer spinning left. Falls on the floor in the paint. Battling for a couple of bodies on the deck, including two purple jerseys. And it's a tie-up, and that'll be a turnover by the Bears as Royal Valley has it on the alternating possession. Well, last season, this was a game that St. Mary's won at Royal Valley, 68-54. Here's Murata, baseline drive. Now Gilbert, left block. Archer defending well. He knocked it away. Ball still on the floor. Gilbert diving for it. There's the whistle. There's the tie-up. And just like last possession, we're going to switch ways. That's a turnover by Royal Valley. And the Panthers get it back with a 4-point lead. 2 minutes in, 6 to go, first quarter of play. Bears 6, Panthers 2. Royal Valley team, they were 3-4 before the Christmas break. 3-3, their record here in 2026, so it's been up and down. Here's Summers fading away, left block, halfway down and out. No, and a rebound for Landon Gilbert in Royal Valley. Here's Tayson Taylor into the front court, looking for Johnson inside, but Taylor has it in the right corner. Little two-man game here with Taylor and Johnson. Back up top, Landon Gilbert. Straightaway three, swish. Landon Gilbert has all five for Royal Valley, and it's a 5-0 spurt by the Panthers. Bears lead trimmed to one. It's 6-5 at 5:19 to go here in the first. Here's DeVader pulling up. Long two, swish. My goodness. Ben DeVader, a contested 18-footer from straightaway. He's got all eight for the Bears. 8-5 our score. 3 minutes in, 5 to go, quarter number one. Good pace, good action here in the early going between DeVader and Landon Gilbert. Two all-league caliber players. They both were all-league a season ago. As Taylor gets to the right block, he might have got away with a walk. Johnson, the offensive rebound, and he sticks it back up and in. Jace Johnson, the sophomore. 8-7 our score. Bears are back with a 1-point lead. Here's an off-balance shot in the paint, short by Cole Hurla, tipped into the hands of Tayson Taylor, and the Panthers have their first opportunity to take their first lead. Shouldn't say first opportunity, but have an opportunity here to take their first lead. Taylor backing out, made a nice guy or a nice miss, and that straightaway three gets a kind touch over the rim. Tayson Taylor has given Royal Valley a 10-8 lead at 4:19 to go in this first quarter. First lead tonight for the Panthers on the road. Here's a one-handed floater off the heel, and it got a kind touch for Cole Hurla. A 10-10 tie halfway through this first quarter. Good pace, good action between these two. Man-to-man defense by the Bears, no shock. Lost to 4A number one Rock Creek. and the Thunder Classic Championship on Friday at Nemaha Central. Chase Johnson triggers a three, and off the heel, a rebound for Cole Hurla and St. Mary's. And that one's stolen by Jace Johnson at midcourt. Turnover by the Bears. And slowing it down, Tayson Taylor, right wing. Landon Gilbert, now Murata, left corner. He'll fire. That one, a line drive, just clanked off the front rim. And up the floor to Vader. Long pass, looking for Cole Hurla. And it's out of bounds for a Bears turnover. Subs in for St. Mary's. We'll see Landon DeVader, 6'4 junior, and also into the game, Zach Summers returning as Archer and Kohurla will get breathers here. Also got a sub in for Royal Valley, Rowan Wharton. Junior forward in as well for the first time tonight. We're tied at 10, 3:20 to go first quarter. Royal Valley at St. Mary's here tonight. Murata, right wing. Closed out by Summers. Going to work. Spins in the lane. Trying to dump it down. Nobody home. And the Bears take it away. Third turnover by Royal Valley. All the way up the floor. And beating everybody. Killian McCann for a two-point basket. Bears retake the lead. It's 12-10. 3 minutes to go first quarter. Here's Tayson Taylor around a screen. Top of the circle. Guarded by Jace Hurla. He'll dive in. Kick right. It's a three by Wharton. That one no good. And a rebound, Jace Hurla and St. Mary's. Bears in control of this possession with a two-point lead. Here's a nice move, nice drive, floating, missing. Offensive rebound, though, by Landon DeVader. And now the ball's knocked away, and the Bears turn it over. It's a steal for Royal Valley. Here's Connor Noland with it. Back up top, Murata. Hop step into the lane, takes it to the rack. Can't get the English on it over the rim, but tipped out into the corner with Wharton for an offensive rebound. 2:23 to go, first quarter. Fresh shot clock here for the Panthers, trailing the Bears 12-10. Right now on the dribble up top, Payson Taylor. Now Murata in the corner. He'll fire. That one's short. And a long rebound tipped out into the hands of Jace Hurla. The Bears slow it down. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. They lead the Panthers 12-10. On the dribble, Jace Hurla, left wing. Post touch for Zach Summers. He lost it out of bounds and a turnover by St. Mary's. Five turnovers here early for the Bears. Head coach Will Spradling not approving of that possession there by his squad. Another opportunity to tie or take the lead here for Royal Valley. South of 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. This is a big game. More so for St. Mary's when you look at the Big East League standings. Bears can afford to take a third loss here with just a 10-game league schedule. Here's Murata with it. 14 on the shot clock here. Panthers reversing the basketball. Taylor near side corner. Going over the top, Gilbert on the block, little up, little under, left the shot short, tipped into the hands of Jace Hurla. 12-10 Bears, they have the possession. Hurla right wing, gets to the free throw line, left side kick, McCann, nice ball fake, he'll drive, he'll shoot, and he gets bumped and fouled, and two free throws come up for Killian McCann in St. Mary's. Tayson Taylor picks up the foul, first on either side in this first quarter. Jace Johnson about to check back in here for Royal Valley. Killian McCann at the line to shoot two for the Bears. First free throw, in and out, no. Cole Hurla and Lane Smith on the floor right now. Jace Hurla, Zach Summers getting a breather here for St. Mary's. Mentioned Jace Johnson back on the floor as well. Taking the spot of Landon Gilbert. A 12-10 Bears lead, a minute 19 to go first quarter. Second by McCann, and that one got the shooter's touch. And he's got 3 points here in the first quarter, and that's the lead for the Bears at home. 13-10, approaching this final minute of the first eight here in our second game tonight. Touch left side, it's Connor Nolan. Now Tayson Taylor lost it, gathering high left on the wing. Up top, Murata. Officially at the one-minute mark to go here in this first quarter. 14 on the shot clock. Now we get a whistle and a turnover away from the ball against Royal Valley. I think they called 3 seconds in the lane. That'll give it back to the Bears. Four turnovers here in the early going for Royal Valley. Well, the Bears get it back. 56 seconds and counting, leading the Panthers 13-10. Here's Cole Hurla. Now up top. Going to work, Killian McCann diving in, kicking left. Hurla back up top to Vader. DeVader lost it, and a turnover by the Bears. Two-on-one break, Murata to the rack. No, second chance on the follow. Put up and in by Landon Gilbert, who's got a quick seven here tonight. 13-12 Bears, final 33 seconds of this first quarter. Here is Ben DeVader, hit two early threes, been quiet since. Back into the corner, Killian McCann, baseline drive up top to Bader. About a 2 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Head coach for the Bears, Will Spradling, let's play for the final shot, is what he is saying to his team right now. 10 on the shot clock, 12 on the game clock. DeVader dribbling far side near midcourt with a high ball screen. Here's Landon DeVader. Then on the dribble, going to work, driving in to the rack, shot blocked at the buzzer, and they're going to call a shot clock violation with about a second and a half to go. That should put a second or two back on the clock, but the officials are just going to end the quarter. That's not how it works, but that's how they're going to play it in the end of the first quarter here tonight. My goodness. But either way, it's a good pace and a good action or good action we've got here in this first quarter of play. Bears leading the Panthers. It is 13-12. We'll go to the second quarter right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years. But we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
13-12, St. Mary's by one as we start the second quarter, in the boys' game tonight. We still got a ways to go. There's a good stop defensively by the Bears and a rebound for Jace Hurla. Shot blocked at the rim underneath. Archer getting a piece of it. Just getting going in this second period. Now Royal Valley trying to fight for a steal, but gathering up top, Zach Summers. Lane Smith on the touch, backed out left wing. Man-to-man defense right now for Royal Valley. Bears reversing the basketball. Summers spinning right elbow, kicking right side. Cole Hurla, a deep one. That one halfway down and out, and a Royal Valley rebound for Jace Johnson. 13-12, Bears by one, about a minute into this second quarter. Connor Nolan back in. He's got a touch left wing. Now Tayson Taylor, a little jab fake back up top. Gilbert left side on the wing. Closed out by Archer. Casual dribbles in front of the free throw line. Left side to Johnson. Back up top it goes to Rowan Wharton as the Panthers now 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Taylor around the screen. Picks up between the rings. It is Nolan. Down to 5 seconds. They want Gilbert inside. He was fronted by Archer in a steal. Good defense by Lewis Archer. Turnover by the Panthers. So we've played about 90 seconds of this second quarter, still 13-12, St. Mary's by one. Here's Archer, post-touch. He's got the size advantage, backing down. He's quickly double-teamed, and there's a reach-in foul going against Royal Valley. There was three purple jerseys surrounding Archer on the block. And this one on Jace Johnson, his first. Not many fouls called in that opening quarter, as Tristan Murata is going to check back in here for the Panthers, replacing Connor Nolan. So a fresh shot clock here for the Bears, leading by one. 6:26 to go until the half. They go into Archer. Now Cole Hurla. Back inside, Summers. Little soft turnaround. Couldn't get the kind touch. And a rebound off the miss by Wharton for Royal Valley. Here's Murata, who just checked back in on the right wing with the dribble. Now Gilbert. Right elbow. Turning and facing. Now back to the bucket. Back up top it goes to Wharton. Left side to Johnson. Gilbert left block. Working. Spinning, fading away, couldn't get that shot to go. Fighting for the rebound, Jace Johnson, hustle and muscle. Murata straight on three, and it's an air ball. Well, Murata's taken three threes. The first two were line drives that were well short. That one straight away, that was an air ball. So it's a start tonight shooting-wise for the senior and Tristan Murata. We're 2+ minutes into the second quarter, still waiting for our first points of quarter number two with the Bears. Possession back, leading by one, it's 13-12. Here is Zach Summers around the arc, right to left. Hands it off to Ben DeVader. Good switch there by Royal Valley defensively. Cole Hurla, corner three. That is nothing but net. 5 points here in the first half for junior Cole Hurla. The Bears up by four, 16-12. 5.5 minutes to go here in this second quarter. Trying to answer. Gilbert's high for a rebound on the backside, and Murata will try again. This one off the front rim. And a third opportunity here for Royal Valley inside with Wharton picking up that offensive rebound. Gilbert got trapped in the corner, and they're going to say it was last touched by Gilbert and out of bounds, and now we get a sub. Panthers had three opportunities after a couple of offensive rebounds, but they ultimately turn it over in the far corner. Right in front of the Bears student section, who enjoyed that call. 16-12, St. Mary's by four. Approaching the final 5 minutes of this first half. Here is Summers, back up top, into Vader, closed out quickly, knocked away by Gilbert. DeVader going to work. Little ball fake, gets in the lane, missing a shot short, still tipped around underneath the net, and finally corralled by Landon Gilberts for Royal Valley. 4:55 to go until the half. 16-12 Bears. Royal Valley, they have yet to score in this second quarter. Not much scoring by either side here in this second quarter. Here's Murata, left corner. Now he hesitates, goes baseline, and he's bumped and fouled. They'll get this one on Cole Hurla, his first. So a fresh shot clock here. 4:41 to go in the quarter. 16-12, Bears by four. Here's Connor Noland. End of the game, Riker Wharton, as they were looking for a pass inside to Tristan Murata, out of bounds. Last touch by Jace Hurla. 28 seconds, still plenty of time on this shot clock here for Royal Valley. Again, looking for their first points of the second quarter. Here's Connor Noland into the corner, left side three, and it was partially blocked, and a rebound for Cole Hurla. Great defense that by the Bears, trying to add to a four-point lead here about the halfway point of quarter number two. Archer up top, DeVader left side, setting for three, front rim no, and a good box out and rebound there by Tayson Taylor for Royal Valley. Chris Brown telling his team to slow it up, and now Chris Brown, head coach of Royal Valley, wants to talk it over. He'll take a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 4:12 to go first half. Bears 16 and the Panthers 12. You're listening to High School Hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kellerman Insurance is proud to be celebrating 60 years in business. We understand that insurance may not be the most exciting thing to pay for, but it's important to have a safety net in case of unexpected events. It's comforting to know that you have an agency that can guide you through the process and empathize with your situation when the time comes that you need to use it. With the changes happening in the insurance industry, now is the most important time to be with an independent agency that has many companies and options to offer. Give us a call or stop by. We would love to chat. You can also check us out online at Kellerman Insurance.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
About to the halfway point here in this second quarter. Boys game tonight, St. Mary's hosting Royal Valley. Big East League play right now. The home team Bears leading the Panthers. Pretty low scoring. It's 16-12. The St. Mary's team came in averaging just a touch under 60 points per game. Royal Valley was at 55.5 points per game, but right now both these teams a little bit sluggish on the offensive end as we're out of the timeout. Royal Valley in the front court with the possession, down four, 4:12 to go in this first half of play. Here's Tayson Taylor receiving the inbounds pass, hands it off to Connor Noland, who then lost it near midcourt, picks it up. Good defense there by Ben DeVader. Now Landon Gilberts, back to Noland. Now Murata in the right corner. 15 on the shot clock here for Royal Valley. Here's Gilbert, right wing, stopping, guarded by Archer, back up top, it's Taylor. Now Murata, he's got 7 seconds on the right wing to work. He'll spin, and this should be a travel, it is. Well, head coach Chris Brown called a full timeout to set something up here in the front court, and ultimately Murata turns it over with a travel. 7 first half turnovers for Royal Valley. So the Panthers still scoreless here in this second quarter. They trail the Bears 16-12. We only got 3 points so far in this second quarter between these two teams. Three ball by Cole Hurla a couple of minutes ago. Here's Ben DeVader, right side. He hit two quick threes early. He's been quiet since. Now Archer, right side, into the left corner. Jace Hurla, he'll fire. That one is strong on a three. And a rebound going high up four. It was Tayson Taylor for Royal Valley. So both teams ice cold here over the last couple of minutes. More so for Royal Valley, they're down four. Approaching 3 minutes to go until the half. No hesitation on a three, missing left rim. Connor Noland in the rebound for Lewis Archer in St. Mary's. Quick possession coming up empty there for Royal Valley. Now officially at 3 minutes to go in the half. 16-12, St. Mary's at home. Here is Zach Summers stepping back right corner. Thought about pulling it, but Gilbert closed out on him pretty quick. Works its way back to the left wing. Now DeVader up top. 15 on the shot clock here for St. Mary's. He splits two. He flips it up. Nearly got a tough shot to go. Saving it underneath. Good hustle by Tayson Taylor. And here comes Murata and the Panthers. 2:37 to go in the half. Murata still on it. Tough shot. Gilbert, second chance. He's bumped and fouled on the putback attempt. And it'll be Landon Gilbert to go to the line to shoot two, to finally get some points on the board here for Royal Valley in the second quarter. And yet Jace Hurla with that foul, his first and the second team foul on St. Mary's in the second quarter. Gilbert's at the line, and his first free throw is up and in. 8 points to lead the Panthers, and the first point of the second quarter comes at 2:32 to go. Second free throw by Gilbert. That one no good. Rebound for Archer. 1-for-2 trip there for Landon Gilbert. And it's 16-13 Bears. Bears get up the floor quickly. Cole Hurla can't make him pay with a wide open three. He airballed it. And that ball gets shoveled out all the way near midcourt. And it's last touched by the Bears. So the Panthers fortunate that time not getting back on defense, giving Jace Hurla a wide open look. Nonetheless, they get a stop. They're down three. 2:20 to go in the half. It is low scoring between these two. Landon Gilbert on the block. Good matchup here with Archer. Tough fadeaway. That one is in there. Landon Gilbert, a tough finish. And he has got 10, and it's 16-15. Panthers down one. Inside, Murata got a hand on it. He thought he blocked the shot on Cole Hurla, but instead the whistle blows, and they call a foul. Royal Valley fans did not agree. Murata picks up his first. That puts Cole Hurla at the line to shoot two. And his first free throw is up and good. Cole Hurla, 6 points here in the first half. Sub in for St. Mary's. We'll see Landon DeVader back in for Archer. That is 6'4", replacing 6'5". Second free throw, nothing but net for Cole Hurla. And he's got 7 to lead the Bears. And the lead is 3 for St. Mary's. 18-15 our score. 2 minutes to go in this first half. Back up the floor. Jumps in and one! DeVader couldn't get the block shot. And that's going to be an and one opportunity for sophomore Jace Johnson. Heck of a pass by Tristan Murata in transition. 18-17. Johnson a chance to tie it at the line. That foul was on Killian McCann, his first. Johnson, yes. 3-point play for Jace Johnson. He's got 5, and we're deadlocked. It's 18-18, a minute 52 to go, first half. Jace Hurla with the basketball. Now Landon DeVader. Skip pass to Jace again in the corner. Now McCann a touch. Going inside. Landon DeVader, good right side pass. Killian McCann a 3, yes. First 3 in this game for Killian McCann. He's got 6. Bears back in front, 21-18, with under 90 seconds to go here in the first half. And the Bears brought some pressure, nearly forced a turnover. But before that turnover, a timeout called by Chris Brown in Royal Valley. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Timeouts on KNZA brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Megan Sturton in studio. Brandon Tama with you here at St. Mary's High School. Boys game late second quarter right now, and it's been a good one. Bears leading it over the Panthers. Our score 21-18. If you're just joining us, Royal Valley girls pulling away with a massive fourth quarter to beat St. Mary's in the first game tonight, 54-32. Out of the timeout, Murata, Connor Noland, Tayson Taylor, Jace Johnson, Landon Gilbert on the floor for Royal Valley. And once again, out of the timeout, Bears in a full court look defensively. But a good job here for Royal Valley to beat that press. Murata straight away gets by a couple defenders, had it knocked away, and it's taken away by the Bears. Bears get up the floor quickly and will draw a foul. Free throws coming for Ben DeVader. Defense leading to offense, 70 seconds to go in quarter number 2. They get the foul on Noland, his first. That puts Ben DeVader at the line. Hit 2 early threes and has 8 points. And his first free throw attempt tonight rattles in there. He's got 9. one of the best shooters and scorers in the Big East League, Ben DeVader, 5'11 senior, 22-18, Bears by 4. And he got the shooter's touch. He goes 2 for 2. He's got 10 in the game. And the Bears' lead is up to 5 at 23-18. Here's Landon Gilbert, short corner right, fading away out of bounds. Nearly got a difficult shot to fall, but the rebound cleared away by Landon DeVader. Under a minute to go. 5-point lead for the Bears, trying to add to it. Ben DeVader, hop step and a pull-up from the left elbow. He left it short, and a rebound for Landon Gilbert. And Royal Valley slowing it down, about 15-ish seconds, the difference between the shot clock and the game clock here, winding down this first half. Man-to-man defense by St. Mary's. Right now, Connor Nolan on the dribble, working back head of the circle. Right side, it's Murata holding at the right hip, now puts it down once, skips it left side. As Nolan and Murata go back and forth with it, wing to wing. 8 seconds now, on the shot clock, into the corner. It's a heavily contested three, but an offensive rebound. Jace Johnson sticks it back up and in. 23-20. Bears by 3, final 11 seconds. What a second quarter for Jace Johnson. Here's Ben DeVader, 6 seconds to work. Panthers switch on the screen, but nobody on Summers for 3, and that is a corner 3 right at the buzzer. Well, miscommunication there, and a big shot for St. Mary's to end the first half. But a fun one for sure. Number 9 ranked team in the 2A class leading at home. It is the Bears 26, Royal Valley Panthers 20. Halftime show coming your way next, brought to you by Highland Community College.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime again brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu. Our boys game at the half here at St. Mary's, and the home team Bears leading Royal Valley. It's 26-20. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tedman with you. Bears had a 13-12 lead at the end of one, 13-8 their advantage in quarter number two, and they got a three right at the horn from Zach Summers. Miscommunication by Royal Valley defensively to help the Bears double up that lead from 3-6. 26-20 here at the halftime break. Let's go through some of the numbers in this first half. We'll start with St. Mary's leading by 6. They got 10 in the first half from Ben DeVader. They got 7 from Cole Hurla. They got 6 from Killian McCann and also 3 points from Zach Summers. Team numbers in that first half for St. Mary's, 6 turnovers, 12 rebounds. They hit 5 threes and went 5 of 6 at the free throw line. Royal Valley got 10 in the first half along with 5 rebounds from Landon Gilbert. Jace Johnson had a good second quarter. He had 7 points and 4 rebounds in that first half of play. Outside of that, 3 points from Tayson Taylor. 8 turnovers, 2 threes, 16 rebounds, and the Panthers 2 of 3 at the free throw line in the first half of play. And the Bears leading it 26-20. Our stats here on KNCA presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group. More halftime coverage after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime show here on KNZA, brought to you by Highland Community College. Megan Sturt and Brandon Tedman with you from St. Mary's High School. Boys game at the half. Bears leading Royal Valley 26-20. We do got a couple of girls' finals from the area. And on the Silver Lake Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, battle between top-ranked teams, Silver Lake, number 1 in 3A, their first loss of the season, number 7 in 4A, Rock Creek, who had a good performance at the Thunder Classic last week. They win it at the buzzer over Silver Lake, that final 55-53. Rock Creek getting that win. Silver Lake, their first loss of the season. Moore Hill Mounts Academy girls beat Bishop Ward 50-9. And again, our girls game from earlier was Royal Valley defeating St. Mary's. That final count 54-32. Final 2-minute timeout, boys. Second half coverage coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Every new year, we're surrounded by weight loss promises, fad diets, miracle shakes, and quick fixes that rarely last. At Holton Community Hospital, we believe obesity is a disease and it deserves real medical care. Our weight management program treats the root causes of obesity, genetic, environmental, and behavioral. No gimmicks, just personalized, medically guided care. Visit holtonhospital.com/weightlossmanagement. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires. can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your local agents for a free review. Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KMCA, Big East League basketball action. St. Mary's hosting Royal Valley boys game. Going to that third quarter here momentarily. Bears at home leading the Panthers. It is 26-20. Again, Megan Sturton, Brandon Tabman with you. And thanks again to Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu. Halftime show sponsor here on KNCA. Royal Valley, they were down 13-12 at the end of one. They went about nearly 6 minutes of that second quarter without a point. And for that stretch, nearly 6 minutes with no points. Look up at the scoreboard, only down six to number nine ranked in a 2A. Got to feel pretty good as here we go. Third quarter action. Bears by six. They go left to right. Quickly inside. Soft touch, but off the front rim. Fighting for the rebound. Ben DeVader in a second chance opportunity on the opening possession of the third quarter for the Bears. Here's Jace Hurla. Now Archer left wing. Bouncing it inside. Cole Hurla turning. Firing. And a foul's going to be called on Landon Gilbert, I believe, with free throws coming for Cole Hurla. And again, that's because of an offensive rebound and second chance opportunity. Gilbert is first foul. Cole Hurla at the line, 2 for 2 in the first half. And he rattles that one in and out, no good. 7 points, couple of rebounds for the 6 foot junior, Cole Hurla. Looking for the first point here of the second half, his second free throw. That one is good. 8 points for Cole Hurla, 27-20, Bears in front. First possession on offense, 30 seconds into the third quarter for the Panthers. They go right to left here in this second half. Murata spinning, baseline drive. He is cut off, but they're going to whistle him for a travel. That's going to be a turnover on Royal Valley, their first of the third quarter, number 9 in the game. So the Bears get 1 point on their first possession. They get a stop, and now possession number 2 on offense. Here's Ben DeVader, right side on the wing. There's a cut. Summers, right block. Back up top, Hurla. This is Jace, a 3. Front rim, no. Tipped in the air. Rebound, Royal Valley. And Tayson Taylor. Pretty good look. Left side for Jace Hurla. Couldn't get it to go. Taylor into the front court. Gilbert, right side. Nolan on the right wing. Now Taylor up top. Little head fake. Keeps the dribble. Now left side to Johnson. Post touch here. Landon Gilbert spinning left. Little ball fake. Up and under. Archer says no. He defended it beautifully. And a rebound off the rejection by Cole Hurla. Here's Archer. Right block. Now backed up into the short corner. Now back on the right wing with Cole Hurla. Beautiful ball fake. Hop step shot. Got it to go off the window over Gilbert with the left hand. And Cole Hurla joins Ben DeVader with double digit points. He's got 10. The 9-point Bears lead, their largest of the game here tonight. We're past 90 seconds in this third quarter of play. Much like the seconds, Royal Valley starting a little bit slow on offense, and falling to the ground was Tayson Taylor, and he is tied up, but Royal Valley still the possession with the arrow. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 6:18 to go in the quarter. Bears up by 9, Panthers get a nice ball fake, long 2 from Gilbert, he just left it short, and a rebound for Jace Hurla. Here come the Bears. Here's DeVader diving in. No-look pass. Cole Hurla, 3. That one not there. And a rebound for Jace Johnson. Another great look for the Bears that time after a tremendous pass into the corner by DeVader. The Bears coming up empty on that one, but they lead Royal Valley 29-20. 5:50 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Taylor around a screen. Dives in. Fades away on the right block. Wanted a foul. No call. And Archer the rebound for St. Mary's off the miss. Here's Jace Hurla, left side on the wing. DeVader left corner, skips it, This is Cole Hurla, right wing. Now Jace Hurla in the corner. Archer, right block, spinning left. Puts it up with the left hand, left it short. Gilbert, good defense. Gilbert the rebound, and here come the Panthers up the floor. Three in transition, that was missed by Connor Noland, and Jace Hurla wants to push the tempo. Gets it up the floor to Summers, little spin, lost it in the air, and it's taken away by Gilbert. Turnover by St. Mary's, little three-on-one break, and the Panthers can't take advantage, they turn it over. Numbers heavily in their favor. Royal Valley still looking for their first points of the third quarter, trailing by nine. As Murata comes out, and we'll see Rowan Wharton check into the game. Approaching 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Bears leading it 29-20. They have scored the first three here in the second half. Up top with it. Now DeVader, right wing, going baseline. Skips it into the corner, Cole Hurla. He'll kick it up top to Jace. And we get a blocking foul inside before that pass to Jace Hurla up top. It's going against the Panthers. It gets Rowan Wharton, who just checked into the game with his first foul. Archer in the corner, fresh shot clock. He'll dive in after the ball fake. His shot is short, gets his own rebound. He's caught underneath, spinning, putting one up. Can't get the second one to go. Finally cleared away by Landon Gilbert. Royal Valley fans wanted a foul on Archer there, reaching over the back. But no call. Here's a three, left corner, in transition, knocked down by Rowan Wharton. Big shot for Royal Valley. They're back to within six. 29-23, 4:20 to go, third quarter. Ben DeVader left side on the wing. Closed out quickly by Connor Noland. Here's Hurla up top to Archer. Now left side on the wing. Cole Hurla, whistle and a foul. Going away from the ball against the Panthers again. This one on Jace Johnson, his second. Third team foul against the Panthers here in the third quarter, about the halfway point. 29-23 Bears by 6 with the ball. Here's Summers up top. Ben DeVader off the screen for 3. It was halfway down and out. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound cleared away. Rowan Wharton for Royal Valley. Trying to chip away. They're down 6. Jace Johnson spinning in the lane. Little baby hook with soft touch. Jace Johnson, 9 big points. 29-25. It's a 5-0 run here for Royal Valley. Trying to go to DeVader inside. Defended well. They're going to say it was tipped out of bounds. Ooh, that is not a good call. Royal Valley did not touch that ball at all. I am not sure what the official saw on that one. Boy, Royal Valley got hosed on that one. Royal Valley fans, every right to be upset at that call, my goodness. Especially if the Panthers give up a bucket as driving in, missing a shot. Panthers do ultimately get a stop there. Gilbert the rebound. Wild shot in traffic there for DeVader, hitting nothing but backboard. So that missed call doesn't bite the Panthers, and they get it back down 4, under 3.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Up top with it, Tayson Taylor with the basketball on the dribble, stepping back, thought about a 3 instead. Rowan Wharton on the left wing, and then a pass inside to Gilbert, taken away by Landon DeVader. It's a turnover by Royal Valley. Here come the Bears, screaming up the floor. Summers in the corner, nice ball fake, back to DeVader, deep left wing 3, short. Fighting for the rebound, it's Killian McCann, and then throwing it away as they were looking for DeVader in the far corner, and the Bears have 8 turnovers here in this game. Frantic pace, 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. It's a 5-0 run currently for Royal Valley. They're down 4, 29-25. They trail 26-20 at the half. Here's Gilbert, right block. Now Jace Johnson at the elbow. Gilbert short corner now, going back to work. Gets it to Taylor up top. He'll fire a 3, just barely grazing the rim short. Landon Gilbert, an offensive rebound. Tried to spin it up and in on the second chance. And cleared away off that miss by Landon DeVader. Getting up the floor, beating everybody, Killian McCann for 2. Big play there for the Bears. 31-25, they're back up by 6. 2:25 to go, third quarter. And then Tayson Taylor had it knocked away, but Gilbert picking it up. Now Taylor left wing. And that one knocked away by DeVader, but getting it in, little floater, up and good, and that's going to be a goaltend, or they're going to say offensive interference, as Landon Gilbert went up and grabbed the rim after Noland made a floater from the left baseline. So that shot will not count, and Gilbert's shaking his head. That ball was halfway down. He went up and grabbed the rim. You cannot do that. And that takes 2 points off the board for Royal Valley. So it stays 31-25 Bears, approaching 2 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Here's DeVader, Cole Hurla, now Landon DeVader. Left side, Killian McCann. Now Ben, back up top, they set him up for three. Boy, that was hard off the backboard, missed everything. Tayson Taylor trying to fight for it here on the near sideline, but it's last touched by Royal Valley. That shot by DeVader did not touch the rim, so only 19 seconds on the shot clock, as it will be Killian McCann to throw it in near side. 1:54, clock moving south, third quarter. Bears with the possession, leading Royal Valley by six. Here's Landon DeVader. Right side, it's McCann. Back up top, Ben DeVader. Man-to-man defense right now for Royal Valley. Now a touch for Cole Hurla, holding high above the head. Now it's lost at the free throw line, and it's taken away by Tayson Taylor. It's a turnover by the Bears. Third turnover of the quarter. Final 92 seconds of this third period. Looking for Gilbert inside, deflected out of bounds. Good hands there by Killian McCann. Riker Wharton's going to check back into the game here for Royal Valley. He'll take the spot of Tayson Taylor. 1:29 to go in this third quarter. 25 on the shot clock here for Royal Valley. They dump it right in. Short corner left. Gilbert backing down on the block. Going to work. A little up. A little under. Shot. No good, but he drew the foul. And to the line will be junior Landon Gilbert. Check the call against the Bears. They get Lane Smith, his first. Landon Gilbert having himself a night, 10 points, 9 rebounds. He's 1 for 2 at the line. His first free throw on this trip, up and good. And he's got 11. Leading scorer and rebounder for this Royal Valley team, only a junior. His second, good as well. He goes 2 for 2 there. He's got 12 to lead the Panthers in this one. And it's down to a 4-point game. The Bears leading 31-27 as we're south of 1:20 to go in this third quarter. Here's Lane Smith on the dribble, left side on the block. Cole Hurla getting to the right side now, and he spins it up and in with the right hand. That is a finesse finish for Cole Hurla. He's got 12. 33-27. Bears by 6. Final minute to go, third quarter. Casual into the front court. Tristan Murata trying to eyeball that screen. It was played well by Killian McCann. Now curling into the paint. Riker Wharton caught in some traffic, knocked away. And it's a steal for St. Mary's, coast to coast. McCann, left-handed layup off the window. 10 points now for Killian McCann. 35-27, Bears by 8. 37 seconds to go in the quarter. And a drive from the right corner to the right block for Tristan Murata. Bumped along the way, and a foul called on the Bears. They get McCann, that's his second. And team foul number two. Murata's going to throw it in, dumps it on the right block to Gilbert, fading away, short distance, he left it short, and a rebound for Lane Smith. Shot clock turned off. Will Spradling wants his team to hold for the final possession. 35-27 Bears here at home. St. Mary's number 9 ranked for a second straight week in Class 2A. 9-4 is their record, 3-2 in league play. Ben DeVader with the touch. Hasn't used the dribble, down to 9 seconds. Waiting for the ball screen. Goes left of it. Guarded by Murata. Goes behind the back. Kicks it to Lane Smith in the corner. Rejected on the three by Gilbert. And Gilbert from full court at the buzzer. No good. Boy, he hit backboard. What a defensive play there by Landon Gilbert. But the Royal Valley Panthers going to have to rally. As we go to the fourth quarter, Bears 35, Panthers 27. Don't go anywhere. Final 8 minutes coming your way next.
This is Julian Roberts with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our crossing the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
I'm Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank, and I'm an ag loan officer. An ag line of credit from Farmer State Bank here in Holton provides working capital when you need it most, whether it be for equipment repairs, fuel expenses, seed, fertilizer, feed, labor, and other ag input costs, harvest expenses, and more. We're here to help. Give us a call at Farmer State Bank, ask for Rod Whitmer, and we'll get you started.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, a member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game here at St. Mary's tonight, going to the fourth quarter. It's been a grinder, but St. Mary's at home leading Royal Valley 35-27. Bears opening possession here of the final 8 minutes here on KNCA. Lewis Archer, the touch up top, not using the dribble. Ben DeVader, quick trigger, right wing three, swish. Ben DeVader is smooth as the other side of the pillow. 13 for him, his third three tonight. 38-27, lead at 11 right out the gate here in the fourth quarter for St. Mary's on their home floor. Going to work on the block, tough turnaround, missing Jace Johnson. Lewis Archer cleaning up the miss for St. Mary's, and they tried to push the tempo, and they turn it over at midcourt. Four turnovers here in the second half on St. Mary's. The largest lead now for the Bears in this one at 38-27, north of 30 seconds gone by in this fourth and final quarter. Here's Tayson Taylor back into the game. Connor Noland, right side to Johnson. Murata in the right corner. Closed out by McCann, backing it out. Nice little ball fake, stepping into a floater, missing from the right corner was Murata. Backside rebound for Ben DeVader. Momentum now for the Bears. McCann, DeVader, straight away, NBA range three. Can't get this one to go. Fighting for the rebound, Murata has it for Royal Valley. And then a little handsy in there is Killian McCann. He'll be called for his third foul. 6:56 to go in this one. 38-27 our score. Timeout Chris Brown in Royal Valley. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Panthers just south of 7 minutes to go. Down 11 here on the road. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you find a home product.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noel, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stages of the fourth quarter here in our boys game tonight. Number 9 ranked in 2A St. Mary's trying to hold off a feisty Royal Valley bunch, and the largest lead for the Bears out of this timeout at 38-27. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Chapman with you. We were busy, of course, last week with midseason tournaments and kind of back to the normal grind and normal 3-4 week push towards the sub-state tournaments. So going to be a fun ride here over the next month and change. The basketball season comes down the back half. See if the Panthers have a rally in. A Murata driving in, and he's going to be called for a travel. That is twice now in this game that the Panthers have drawn up an offensive set, and Murata has been called for a travel in that scenario. So the Bears get it back, leading 38-27, 6:40 to go in the game. Here's Smith in the left corner. Dribbles back out to the wing. Up top in DeVader. Now Archer right wing. Off the screen, Killian McCann. Now bouncing inside is Smith. Up top, Cole Hurla. Ben DeVader right corner. 13 on the shot clock. Back up top to Smith. Gets it to Ben DeVader. Backing out. Right wing. Got six. Looking up on that shot clock. Going to work by Murata. Tough shot at the right elbow and a whistle and a foul. Two free throws coming for Ben DeVader. They get Tayson Taylor, who kind of just reached in last second on that shot by DeVader. And his first free throw is good. He's 3 for 3 at the line in this game and has 14 to lead the Bears. 39-27, a dozen, the advantage for the home team Bears. 6:16 to go in this one. Two dribbles, one shot, that one in there. 4 for 4 tonight at the line for Ben DeVader. He has got 15 points and a baker's dozen now. Largest lead here for St. Mary's at 40-27. Tayson Taylor driving awkwardly. One ref said it was out of bounds, and another ref on the far side is going to call a foul. Going against Lane Smith, that's going to be his second. Here's Landon DeVader back into the game replacing Archer. Second team foul on St. Mary's here in the fourth quarter. We got 6:06 to go, and the Bears leading by 13. Panthers dump it into the backcourt with Wharton. Right side, Connor Nolan, nothing but net from downtown. Had to have it if you're Royal Valley. Back to a 10-point game, 40-30 at under 6 minutes to go. They get a touch inside for DeVader. Right side to Smith. Nice ball fake. Gets around. Johnson, too easy, finishing at the rim. Well, Johnson just left his feet, and it was easy pickings for Smith to get by him, and to the rack, untouched for two. 42-30 Bears. 5:35 to go in the game. Gilbert on the dribble up top. Gets inside the right elbow. Kicks to Johnson in the corner. He'll curl. He'll kick left. Right now, it is Rowan Wharton. Gets it back inside to Gilbert. He's tied up on the block. And they will say a tie-up, no foul. It will stay on this end with Royal Valley. But just 11 seconds on the shot clock here for the Panthers. 5:21 to go in the game. They're down 12. Quickly into Gilbert. Left block. Back to the bucket. Now left side, Connor Nolan. 6 seconds now. Gilbert, short corner left. He's got to do something quick. Gets in the lane. A little floater with the right hand. He got it to go with a little bit of English on it. Gilbert's got 14. Another must-have there for Royal Valley. They're back down 10 with 5 minutes to go here in the game. Left side, Cole Hurla had it knocked away. Good defense there by Rowan Wharton. But back up top to Smith. Oh, Ben DeVader left untouched down low. Miscommunication on defense, and it won't get much easier than that for Ben DeVader underneath. He has got 17. Chris Brown, head coach, hands to the knees in disbelief on that one. Trying to answer back left side for three. How about Connor Nolan with his second three in the last minute? It is 44-35 and a timeout for Royal Valley. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. So Connor Nolan, a couple of big threes, and it's a 9-point Bears lead. 44-35 our score. A couple of boys' finals from area teams. Troy was taking on Nemaha Central. That game at Troy, just kind of a one-off game there tonight. Troy getting the win, 65-45. Bishop Ward went on the road, beat Morehill Mounts Academy. That final was 46-38. And in the TVL, Axtell, home win against Donovan West. They won that one, 61-40. Get Megan Sturton in studio. Brandon Tamman with you. 4:35 to go in this one. Panthers not going away quietly. Been down by as many as 13. But right now they are down 9. Not quite to the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. Ben DeVader leading St. Mary's. He has 17 points. Cole Hurla with 12. Killian McCann has 10. 14 for Landon Gilbert to lead Royal Valley. Also 9 in the book for Jace Johnson. So here we go, into the front court, out of the timeout with the basketball. Jace Hurla angles right, gets it off to DeVader on the wing. Now a lengthy stretched-out zone defense. Archer in the paint, one fake, two fake, shot up and good. Taking his time through traffic, Lewis Archer. His first bucket to go along with 6 rebounds, and it's 46-35 St. Mary's. About 4 minutes to go in this game. Mason Taylor, left side. Through traffic, got that pass in the right corner to Connor Nolan. His long two from the right wing is a little bit long, and a rebound for Zach Summers and the Bears. Bears under 4 minutes to go, leading by 11, slowing down the pace just a touch. DeVader, ball faking, driving in, kicking left. Summers, a three, spinning in there, toilet bowl style. Huge three for Zach Summers, and it's quickly back to 14. A 5-0 spurt by the Bears. 49-35, 3:35 to go in this one. Panthers not out of it, but got to get stops, got to get buckets quickly now. Here's Stason Taylor in the right corner, long pass near midcourt. Nolan chasing it down. They want Gilbert on the left block. It's unavailable. Now a deep three, Connor Nolan, and that's an air ball. He had already hit 2 threes in this quarter. It was late in the shot clock and kind of forced up there deep on the left wing. Gilbert comes out, Murata back in on the floor. Rowan Wharton in as well. Connor Nolan, 3:12 to go. Bears by 14 with the possession. Cole Hurla left side. Ben DeVader up top. Right side it goes. Jace Hurla, a deep one. Yes. Deep three. Jace Hurla, his first points tonight at a crucial time. And now the largest lead just like that. 52-35. Bears under 3 minutes to go. Now, much like the girls' game in which Royal Valley pulled away late, kind of a similar script working out potentially here in the boys' tilt for St. Mary's side. Here's a three, though, that's answered right back. Right wing, Rowan Wharton. He's got 6 and 2 triples, 52-38. Bears lead, 2.5 minutes to go. Slowing down the tempo a touch. Shot clock, of course, here. DeVader, little jab fake, gets in the lane, left-handed dribbles, left side kick, three, nope, ball fake, back up top. Now Ben DeVader, a three, front rim, no, and a rebound for Royal Valley. Panthers got to work quickly, 2:10 to go, they're down 14. Here's Nolan, right side to Wharton, into the corner, pass tip, ball still on the deck, Archer comes away with it, Royal Valley turns it over. Archer on the dribble into the front court, now officially under 2 minutes to go in the game, Bears in control by 14 with the possession. Still 22 on the shot clock, here's DeVader in the corner, now Jace Hurler right wing for three, off the heel, fighting for it underneath, and a rebound for Royal Valley and Rowan Wharton. Panthers running out of time, a minute 40 to go, they're down 14, and a timeout for Chris Brown. It appears to be a full, we'll follow suit. Bears trying to hold on, they lead Royal Valley, 52-38. Final minute 39 to go in this one. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
St. Mary's trying to hold on to earn a split tonight in league play. Royal Valley girls winning the first game of the night, 54-32. And in the boys' game, we're well under 2 minutes to go in this fourth and final quarter. The Bears leading Royal Valley 52-38. Don't forget, once we conclude here, we'll get you our stats of tonight's game, our player of the game as well. We'll be back at the Roundhouse at Hiawatha on Friday night as they welcome in Perry LeCompton on KNCA. We'll have that for you Friday night. Out of the timeout, Royal Valley with the possession, down 14, a minute 39 to go. Gotta go quick. Here's Murata, head of the circle. Gets a right side screen from Johnson. He'll pull up a three. It was well defended, blocked out of bounds. It'll stay Royal Valley basketball. 21 on the shot clock, 92 seconds to go in the game. 52-38 Bears. 14 for Landon Gilbert to lead Royal Valley. 17 for Ben DeVader, leading St. Mary's and all scorers as Murata, tough contested one in the corner. It's well short. Jace Hurlow up the floor. DeVader, a little stop. Couldn't get it to go on the block and battling for it in the far corner. Last touch out of bounds by Connor Nolan, so the Bears have it. Minute 20 to go in the game, leading it by 14. Now for Royal Valley again, they certainly tried to make some things interesting here early on in this fourth quarter, getting back to within 9, but that is as close as they have been here in the fourth quarter. Cole Hurla up top, Jace Hurla a 3. It goes from Cole to Jace, and Jace knocks in his second 3 tonight. That's the dagger, 55-38 Bears with a minute to go. Driving in, Murata right corner, he'll fire, front rim no on a 3. And I think they're going to get Zach Summers kind of pushing off on the rebound attempt and a foul against the Bears. So the Panthers keep it, but just 56 seconds to go, and they're down 55-38. Here's Gilbert inside, but Archer says no, and then fighting for it. And another whistle and another foul. Good sportsmanship inside. Johnson grabbed it, got pushed to the floor. Summers picks up a second foul just like that. Team foul number 4. Down to 54 seconds left. Gilbert. Now Connor Nolan. He'll fire. Short on a 3, and he's fouled on a 3 by Ben DeVader. So 3 free throws coming for Connor Nolan. He's hit 2 threes and has all 6 of his points here in the fourth quarter. But again, the deficit too much to overcome at this point with only 50 seconds to go as Nolan missing short on the first free throw attempt. It is 55-38 Bears. Still two more at the line for Nolan. His second, no good as well. He's missed two now. Still have a third. Haven't been a ton of free throws combined between these two teams tonight. And Nolan missed all three of them. And a rebound for Archer. The Panthers are going to pick up a foul here right at midcourt. Gilbert reaching in. Isaac Bradley's going to check in, a sophomore here for Royal Valley. His first minutes in this one, replacing Connor Nolan. 44 seconds to go. Bears wrapping it up, leading at 55-38. Maybe one more possession or two as Archer has it, diving in straight away. Lost it, going to the rack. He'll turn it over. Some would say million-dollar move with a 10-cent finish on that one. Got by the defender, appeared to have an easy lane towards the bucket, but then just lost it. Off his knee and out of bounds for the turnover. Royal Valley up the floor quickly. A right corner three. Not there for Bradley. Rebound for St. Mary's. Summers pulling it in. Shot clock is turned off. Bears can hold it out. Final 20 seconds. There should be no issues either way. It should close it out. At this score, in this juncture, 55-38 Bears. Well, again, Royal Valley certainly put up a fight. Got it back to within 9 early in the fourth quarter. That was as close as they would get the rest of the way. As St. Mary's would blow it open, have a nice run in the final few minutes. And the Bears get their 10th win of the year as they beat Royal Valley. Final score, Bears 55, Royal Valley 38. Our postgame show coming up next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At B Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. B Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here on KNZA. It's a big East League split tonight at St. Mary's. Royal Valley girls defeating the Bears in game 154-32. And in the boys' contest, number 9 ranked in 2A, St. Mary's, with a 20-11 advantage on Royal Valley in the fourth quarter, pulling away to defeat the Panthers, final count 55-38. So for St. Mary's, they go to 10-4 on the season and 4-2 in league play. And for Royal Valley, the loss here tonight drops them to 6-8 overall and now 0-5 in Big East league play. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services. That's Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Armour, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yingst, and Courtney Brockoff. Ben DeBader led St. Mary's. He had 17 points tonight. He had three threes and was 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 12 points also for Cole Herla and 10 from Killian McCann. Outside of that, 6 points from Zach Summers and also 6 points and 7 rebounds from Jace Herla. 2 points as well for both Lane Smith and Lewis Archer. Bears team numbers in this one, they had 12 turnovers, 28 rebounds. They were 8 of 10 at the line and hit 9 threes in the game. For Royal Valley, they had 1 in double figures. It was Landon Gilbert who had 14 points and 9 rebounds. He was also 3 of 4 at the line. 9 points, 6 rebounds from Jace Johnson. 6 points apiece from Connor Noland and Rowan Wharton. Also 3 points from Tayson Taylor. Panthers had 15 turnovers. They were 4 of 8 at the line. They had 28 team rebounds, and they knocked down 6 shots from the outside as well. Player of the game is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and it goes to 5'11 senior Ben DeBader for St. Mary's tonight. Led all scorers, sharp shooter, 3 threes, 4-for-4 at the line. He had a game-high 17 points. 7 of those 17 came in crunch time in the fourth quarter. As St. Mary's wins it tonight in the boys' game, earning a split. Royal Valley girls again winning the first game, 54-32. Bears in the boys' game, finishing off the double dip tonight, 55-38. Up next for both these teams, Royal Valley back in action. They return home on Friday for Big East League action. They will host Riley County. And St. Mary's, pretty quick turnaround. They have a non-league tilt. They travel on the road Thursday as they go to Osage City. So that's going to do it for us tonight. Again, we'll be at Hiawatha and Prairie LeCompton on Friday, our next high school broadcast here on KNCA. Just grinding now, final few weeks of the season as these teams are making pushes, trying to gather some wins to improve on their sub-state standings. But thanks for tuning in tonight once again as it's a Big East League split. Royal Valley girls win the first game tonight 54-32. St. Mary's boys in the nightcap take it home 55-38. For Megan Sturt and Brandon Tamman, we'll talk to you Friday for more high school hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.